Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here talking the week. Bravo, the glorious return of New Jersey. Nothing better. We watched it many weeks ago because we got the screener. And like watching the tweets come in, I was like, oh my God, I forgot like how great it was. Really was an excellent episode. Next level.
It makes me so sad that he cheated.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was a rumor.
Yeah, no.
How do you move on from that? She seems like such a person that couldn't.
She would hold on. I know. I don't know how you. Okay.
And then where's the woman that he cheated on with and what happens to her? And I don't know. That's just a lot. Ugh.
I mean, you would be consumed with it the rest of your life.
Well, I mean, anytime they go somewhere, you just would never trust them again.
Well, this is a perfect segue to the freaking Kyle
fun.
Amanda shit show. I had such an epiphany when she was sitting there and they had that conversation in the apartment where I was like, oh,
I forgot all about Summer House.
I know, right? This all makes sense to me now because it's like she cannot move on. That's a perfect example. Like she's deeply insecure. So if he doesn't answer the phone once, she's spiraling into he's blacked out and he's going to cheat. And like that's where her mind's going to go for the rest of time. That's why it's just.
Yeah, it's the cheating to her that she's all tweaked out on. Right.
And it's also the fact that he told her I was blacked out. I don't remember shit. So if for somebody who drinks like Kyle does, then she's always going to be worried about it.
And then it makes the cheating OK. And then it makes I can't stand them too. I really that whole scene when. I panic when I know you've been drunk and I can't get a hold of you. It sounds like such a mom thing to say. Like it's such a child. Who wants to be married to someone like that? You date a loser like that. You don't marry them.
No, I know. All right. Before we get into Summer House, a few things. First, thank you everybody for the love on the Chef Rachel interview. It was so much fun. If you haven't checked that out, we got to interview her right after the finale of the show. So got to talk the whole season.
So nice.
Really nice. She said she wasn't really doing press and that she really loved. So we literally talked to her like a year ago. So we're going to just check in with her once a year, see how she's doing. So check that out. It's
so
available
touching.
Everywhere. I know. So nice. And then I have a recommendation. I would like you to watch it. Maybe we could do it on Patreon. There's a documentary on Netflix called The Tinder Swindler.
Oh, I've heard of it. Mm-hmm.
Insane.
I hear the buzz. Okay.
Fantastic. I'm not going to give anything away, but it's really good. And I really liked the way it was filmed and edited. And it's just,
I've heard of a good thing. I've heard a lot of buzz in the past couple of days.
He's running a Ponzi scheme on women. Essentially is like, I'm not even kidding.
A bunch of Amanda Petulas
to pay for the next one. Yeah. It's crazy. So if you guys are looking, it's like documentary length though. It's like 2 hours or something, but it was good.
Well, I watched 3 hours of Tommy Lee's dumb dick last night. So that'll be on Patreon, too. And if you want to hear
Patreon, Pam and Tommy.
They couldn't find a I love Seth Rogen is one of the best actors. I'll watch anything he does. I'd watch him take a dump. I love him.
Let me tell you the difference between episode one, where it was Seth Rogen. In episode two, where it's just the two of their relationship, I hated episode two. I couldn't. Yeah,
me too.
He's a phenomenal actor. Superbad is one of my
screen.
Top 10 movies of all time. Just and
anything just he does,
I think he wrote that. He's just a genius. It's great.
Oh, he's just fantastic. Who can make a comedy about your friend going through chemo? He's just unbelievable. He can do anything.
He really can.
He really does. And you're watching that show and it's like watching one of his movie and he really just enhances it. If it wasn't for him, it would have. Oh. It's a complete flop. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Hot takes coming to Patreon.
It's really hard to keep my mouth shut.
We also were going to cover Big Brother, guys, but we tried to watch it and I think it's just too boring. And then I saw Lamar Odom shit the bed and I can't. Lamar's too sad for me. He shit the bed.
Oh, he literally shit the bed. Right.
Literally shit the bed. Good.
Teddy got kicked off too. Isn't that funny?
Oh, great.
She's the first person. For some reason, it didn't grasp me. Plus, it's hard for me to watch CBS.
Me too. I don't know why. It just doesn't feel like my network.
Oh, no. It's just hard. They make it hard for me to get it.
Oh.
Either I have to pay for it or I have to watch it on the thing I have and I have to watch it live and
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Right. Right.
They should just combine the whole TV's not made for frequent night viewing anymore.
Well, you did. I think I told you this tweet where it was like, all right, everyone, let's take all the streaming services, box them into one thing and call it cable.
Yeah.
That's literally where we're back to. It's like now there's so much. No one knows. Like no one can find anywhere to watch anything.
I have to say I've been the past 20 minutes on a Twitter hole because that's where you can get the up to date information. This poor little boy named Ryan fell down the well in Morocco and they're trying to get him. They're finally got to him. He's been stuck in there for almost 48 hours. Almost four days. I see conflicting reports. And he's broke his neck and this and that. And they're sending food down to him. And God, I hope they get him out alive. Poor little thing.
What a weird story to follow.
I know. Somehow I found it. And it's just like, God, get Ryan out alive, everyone. Poor little little curious George fell down the well. God, you just when you get your kid out, you want to be like, what the fuck were you doing? But I'm so happy you're alive.
I know, right? Kids, man.
Oh, right, okay. First off, if I just have to, if we already talked about Jersey, but yeah. I have to ask you, did you see Gia on Watch What Happens Live? Did you see those clips about Teresa saying that she's not getting a prenup?
I saw that like make the rounds. I didn't watch it, but I heard her say she's not getting a prenup.
And then Gia's like, why would she get a prenup? Shut up, Gia. I know you're an adult 18-year-old, but like, shut
trying
the fuck
to be a star
up
on the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Gia's like
I don't
22.
Want to hear from Gia and,
no,
and
I don't
and
the only
fighting with
the only
Zio
child
Joe.
I want to hear from is Melania. That's it.
Yeah.
She's the only one I respect in this family. No, I'm just kidding.
I agree. There's something obnoxious about Gia.
Yeah.
Am I alone in this? And then her hair at Watch What Happens Live. But if why would you? Hello, you like this guy Louis so much that you don't think your mom needs a prenup? Stop with that. That drives me nuts. You can't stop thinking about it.
Need a prenup. Have to. So stupid to not have a prenup. Like so dumb. I can't even. If she does that, she is as dumb as everybody
she's going
says
to.
She is. Then unfortunately, she's as dumb as rocks.
I mean, can you imagine?
And it was a thrill.
How can anyone not love the New Jersey Housewives? I think this team, this little cast has really come in. It's
great.
The all-stars it's, right now.
With New York shitting the bed, this is the GOAT, I think. Because it's season after season. Like the fact that it just starts with, oh, there's that video of Louie. And then there's another drama with Joe and Teresa. And like,
yeah,
it's all of the layers every season. It's just they bring it all the time.
I guess you and I, we don't get sick of that. I don't mind the family drama of them. I could see, I guess, how some people would. But
I love it.
I mean, I guess if you don't
it's
like them,
drama
but
for me,
yeah. Joe Gorga's a piece of shit. Call your nieces and have a proper apology. You fucking loser.
Did you notice Melania when like the four of them were eating with Teresa and Melania was like, I mean, I hope your brother starts doing the right thing. It's like, listen, if a 15-year-old is schooling you on how to interact with people, you got to get it together.
And those little girls, God, they're so beautiful. And that the one, thanks, Gabriella. When she says like, okay, Gabriella, Gabriella, like when she's, how do you get these names? What a mouthful. How does time go by so fast? It was just yesterday, Teresa was popping out that one.
I know.
And they all do look similar, but the last one looks nothing like them.
Teresa looks great. I feel like she's figured out her hair this season, I guess, or something. It's looking.
Yeah.
Louis
handsome. He looked handsome at the pool. I do. He is an opportunist. I do. Although there have to be some big proving to me.
I think so, too. And it's really if Teresa gets fully worked again, I'm going to really like I'll
one
feel
year,
bad for her, but
four daughters and you're famous. It's too soon to combine lives with someone.
I kind of agree.
And the daughters don't want to say it, but they're saying it. Of
well,
course,
you know
Louis
what another
nice
red
now
flag is like, I'm like we just talked about Joe Gorga, like acting a little weird, but he was fully on board. And then the more he got to know him, he was quickly like, eh. And so if that's how you feel about someone, like if over time you like them less, that is a negative sign. It's and he's usually just the trying opposite. To... You're like, oh, I'm not sure, but you know, I got to know him, really love the guy. And it's like, no, he you doesn't want to fight. Now it's like, yeah, exactly. No one can say anything with Teresa. It's like, and all just gotta smile and play the game.
Little Frankie doesn't, but little Frankie likes him. And I feel like little Frankie's a good judge of character.
I like, gotta say, when I saw little Frankie being like, I love him for Teresa, I was like, all right, Frankie, well, if you
know, I know. I was like, all right, little Frankie.
I, you know, Dolores's kids just seem so fantastic. Like they the do. Way he walks into the house, always kissing his mother, so respectful. It's perfect. Just like, that's what you want your kids to be like, honestly. Just like
he's him. Like a little mama's boy, but without being a little bitch like Vinny from the Jersey Shore somehow.
Yeah, like he respects his mother. He's obsessed. He loves his mother, but it's not like he's codependent on his mom or something.
God, you know, Dolores is smoking hot.
She looks great. She's gotten the right work done.
The daughter's sweet too, and all the dogs. I mean, I don't want to live with that many dogs, but it's sweet.
Ugh. Okay, this brought me to a point. This is I'm not a dog person. I've loved a few dogs in my life, but not. Like, I'm just not a dog person. I hate when you walk into a house, like when Marge and it's yapping and it's like, this is how I have to walk into the house. Like I'm going to war. Like,
oh, it's a nightmare.
It's like, oh God.
I did an notary last night. The dog is 16 years old and it pissed on the floor. It wanted to go out, but it's deaf and blind. And she's like, oh, he'll just pee on the floor. So we're in the middle of the signing. She's got a husband in a wheelchair and a dog that freaking pisses on the floor. It's like this woman's cleaning up piss left and right.
God.
Had this poor old man last night. Sweetest little thing. 84 years old. Married to this. She's Karen with a capital K. Oh, my God. What a bitch. God. Poor guy. He just wants to die to get rid of her. I could see it in his eyes.
Terrible. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot though. They're like, put the dogs out, and they're sliding all over the floor because it's that type of flooring. Like, it's like, geez, Louise.
Let's talk about Jen and just everything that happened. But first, we have to start with her face. I have never seen. I think maybe such a bad nose job. It's terrible.
Her husband does them right.
He's a plastic surgeon, I'm assuming, right?
Why the hell would she do that? And her face, underneath her lips were all swollen still. She looked like a Simpsons character. It looked terrible.
It looked horrific. And if you want your nose job, if you get a nose job, you want people to like, oh, something looks different. Can't tell. She looks great. She looks great.
Like Teresa Giudice. We didn't even know.
Holy shit. Right. You don't want to be like, holy shit, look at her face.
And Gia. I mean, Gia got a nose job. You really can't. Right. I don't look at Gia and think her face is different.
No.
It's like a complete swoop. And then she has a little globe like of a nose, like a little
you know
elf.
What it looks like? Like if you took the red thing that like clowns wear and then like attached it to her nose. I mean, listen,
the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Right. I get that she didn't want to go. I guess she couldn't go to Bill. How about another American?
Why couldn't she?
Or like, why are we going to Turkey? I don't know. Maybe Turkey has fantastic plastic surgery. Yeah. I'm talking out of my ass.
It's not where I'm going.
It seems like a bizarre situation. Bizarre.
It makes me sad that she looked in the mirror and thought she needed a nose job in the first place. I thought she was gorgeous. And it obviously stems from how we find out the truth. See, if there's smoke, there's fire. Margaret said that. And so God bless Margaret. She kept it in.
Did they all sit on this information for years?
They never pushed. Like Margaret said that at the beach that one time or wherever they were that he's cheating. Yeah. But she didn't really. They both kind of knew to drop it or something. Or maybe Margaret found out more.
Right.
But now she pretty much confirmed it, right?
Yeah, she said it wasn't the office manager. It was the pharmaceutical rep.
God, when she said that, those little slut pharmaceutical reps.
I will say this: I am
those
not
drug
a Margaret.
Pushers.
Like, I don't like Margaret. I think she's a great housewife. I do not love her. Like as a person, she was being annoying as hell this entire dinner, this entire party. Like trying to start shit with Teresa. Love Teresa, not even like taking it. She was just like talking shit the entire moment. She tells Tiki Barber that her dog was named Tiki.
That was cute though. She goes, I named my dog Tiki Barber after you. What kind of dog is it? Dog. It's a mutt. No offense. I thought that was kind of cute. But
just like, she's just like an asshole, I feel like. And then it comes to this and she's just full on.
I was like, I love you.
No, I mean, I loved it, but it's just crazy to see.
At first, I'm like, oh, I'm done with Margaret, whatever the fuck her name is. When they were at the house, Margaret, when her and Jackie were talking, I'm like, you know what? She's kind of bugging me. I'm kind of done with this shit. But then at the party, I was like, she's a housewife, baby.
And just that them all talking shit the second they see Jen. Look at her face. It's horrific. What'd she do to her face? You know, it's like, oh, my God.
They are so right, though. It's sad. It breaks my heart. I hope it settles.
When she said to her, this is by Margaret. Margaret does speak truth. So she's like, I just think you're unhappy. I think you're deeply unhappy. I think you're unhappy. And then Jen's defense to go to money every time is like, man. And sad. Margaret calls her out on it. It's sad. It really is.
It's sad because Jen is so sharp. She really can give it back with that sharp tongue, but it takes away some of her credibility when you want, like, it makes her more powerful to me if she did have a stable, trustworthy family.
Right.
It kind of takes it away. It makes her more vulnerable. Like when Teresa got called to see you next Tuesday, it really dropped the veils of truth. Right. And it's hard. Right.
I don't think it's a good situation. Bill? I mean,
so on Instagram, they always show them at like their Christmas parties, and Jen is there, and it's just all girls working at these offices that he works at. And I just can't believe I thought Bill was a good guy. All those kids, all those daughters, and you're cheating on your wife. I can't believe it.
And maybe now they have like an arrangement where it's just he has to be really discreet and they're not going to talk about it.
I don't think they have an arrangement. I think they've pretended they work through it and they have.
Right.
And it's a really dark, depressing life. And they're together
because
it would be really expensive. And their culture, their families, they can't. Yeah. They won't divorce for both, I bet.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. And Jen, I mean, the way she gets drunk, it just makes everything else more under the microscope, even worse.
It connects a lot of the dots of her behavior, I think.
And the way that he looks at her like he hates her makes it make more sense. I always thought that, but I was like, maybe he. And then we all grew to love Bill. He became a jolly old little guy. And now he's a cheater.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, it takes a lot of balls to have kids like that and to stick your dick in someone else when you have a wife.
That's a tale as old as time. It's happening all the time.
And she's posting pictures of them in their apartment with yellow walls. And they had a Sesame Street baby shower and this and that or whatever, and he was in med school and I supported him. All these pictures on Instagram of how they've been together, and it's all a lie. We're just lied to. I hate it. And to push the narrative that Jackie's husband was a cheater.
Right.
And he's actually probably a nice guy. God, I love him.
Jackie's grown on me.
Me too.
I used to hate her and now I don't.
She's hot. Like
She looks great. I like her and Evan's little vibe.
She looks healthy, doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks good. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I am beyond. If this is episode one and we drop this bomb, it's going to be a fantastic.
Like, let's keep on rocking, baby.
You feel it in the air. Just the fact that they dropped the video and Louis, those like nuggets throughout, like, we've all turned on him, and Teresa's not going to take that well. You push baby in a corner, she's going to fucking push the table over and kill you. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
The way that Teresa handles them coming at her saying, I think you should address the video. She's like, everything's in the past. And, you know, you respect me at my house.
Yep.
What do you think about her lying to Dolores's face?
That was fascinating and smooth. And to Dolores. It was weird. Like, smoothly lying.
What was Dolores's point with that?
To rile her up? Yeah, I don't know. I guess she wanted to tell her what Joe said before she found out from somebody else, I guess, because Dolores was there.
But she was trying to make it seem like it was bad what Joe did. But I thought he was trying to make it funny, make light of it. He could have said a lot worse. That would have made me laugh at the point.
He could have said,
What could he say?
I love Louis.
I love Louis. Know? Yeah, you're right.
People change.
You know you're right. Yeah, you're right. It is a little.
Default shouldn't be dig. Like, man, I missed that fucking prison going ex husband. You know,
you couldn't pay me to go sit through that Joe Gorga stand up. Him pretending to jack off the whole time. It's so embarrassing.
This is the thing people don't realize. Comedy is hard as hell.
Yeah.
And to be funny in front of people is a fucking art and a skill. And it is not for like the average person. You will get decimated. And I don't want to watch that at all.
Like, we went to see Bill Burr. He's mentally, I mean, he's nuts. And and his standups were, I mean, they should be good, but I'm not laughing at all. And Tyler's over there laughing like a simpleton over a guy joking around about buying tampons and jerking off after he fell asleep in the parking lot. I'm like, that just doesn't make me laugh. I don't know.
That's hard.
It is hard. It really is.
Oh, man.
What else is I going to say? Tiki Barber and his wife, I don't think they make the cut. I feel like I heard that they don't become a full-time housewife, which.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jesus, because I don't like her.
That. No, I remember that story and being like, oh, that's like, and I remember that drama. So I think inherently I don't like her in my head because I believe the press. So I think
if your husband or boyfriend has his sperm growing in somebody else, you don't need to be together right now. He's got a lot going on. Stop.
Couldn't agree more. Have you watched Love During Lockup yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to watch it
tonight.
Holy
shit. It's a treat. You just wait. It's like, it's hilarious. I don't know how WeTV continues to do it.
It's a great reboot. Oh,
it's fantastic. Fantastic. These people are crazy.
I guess that's really it. Yeah. I enjoy the Tiki Barber of it all, though. I like that. This is my only thought here.
Yeah.
I think the Gorgas are broke. You don't live in a rental home. I know they're reworking on some house, but I don't buy the whole system.
I did think that was interesting as well that they didn't get like a bigger rental either. Like it looks like I thought a nice home, but not their level.
I thought who rents a home that's gotta be at least what?
Oh, I bet it's like 10 grand a month. At least.
What a waste. I guess they're not going to live in a townhouse, but live in something like Dolores. Such a waste of money. These people. I don't know. How do they have enough money to pay that? Where's the money come from?
I mean, supposedly he has a business, right?
I don't believe
She has envy and bullshit. I mean, she gets paid. Wow. I mean, you know, they have some money, I think. But yeah.
Unbelievable.
That was interesting as well. And you notice they were only outside. Like they never went inside the house. It was like they were ashamed or something.
I do like their kids. For Joe being such a weirdo. I don't respect him though for not after what your nieces have gone through.
I know you should have another man like disappoint them. Yeah, I agree. And especially like I think you have to, they're kids, but you have to understand their point. Like it's their dad and at that age, they still idolize their parents, even though they know their dad's a piece of shit. They love them.
Right. We obviously, everyone knows Joe Giudice is garbage, but he's stuck in freaking Italy, seeing his daughters in the Bahamas
he's paid
or whatever.
Iron price. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. He's paid like, his
you
due.
Don't need to sit there and rub it in even more. Like, they don't get to go see their dad.
Right. Because their dad is gone. They know that their dad is a piece of shit. It's just like.
God, it breaks my heart to see Joe Gorga. He posts videos of his family at Christmas. He's like, this is my family at Christmas. And like playing that game where you twerk and the ping pong balls come out of like a fanny pack and whoever gets or out of like a box. Have you seen that? And they're like all having fun and laughing and it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, that is sad. Well, hell of his own making, unfortunately.
I know.
Yeah. Let's get into Summer House. I thought this was a fantastic episode. The fact that it's on Monday and we record later in the week, it's like, it's hard to remember.
I should have rewatched it.
But the end with Paige, A, Lindsay will blow anything up that she has an opportunity to. That is her North Star of guiding behavior. And I love it so much. She's drunk as fuck, just blowing it up. And just watching like Craig and Paige like have this conversation, I found it compelling. And
oh, I did too.
Kristen Cavalier,
Paige running to the room.
It's great. It's great. He's like, baby, baby, they don't know us. You know, he was like really trying to like.
He is a creep. I'm sorry. I've turned on Craig after this episode in the past few, in the next episode clip I saw. I think if I didn't know Craig from the other show, Southern Charm, I think Andre is a better pick, but there's no chemistry. She must have more chemistry, obviously, with Craig, the way she's acting with him.
Yeah, I just Craig, there's a like the douchery to Craig that I still find entertaining. He's like, when he's following Paige in the room, he's like, if you let Lindsay get into your head, you're weaker than I thought. Lindsay sucks.
I don't know if I can move on from Craig with that sentence. That type of gaslighting is not who, that is the beginning of the relationship. That's how a man will always speak to you, and she will always be kind of put down by him.
Like, yeah.
I did not like it. Yeah. Like, oh, if Tyler ever said to me, oh, I got scared by it because Paige and him are together. She's going to be married to this psychopath. I like Craig, but I don't like some man going up and saying, oh, you're weak. She's being told that you're fucking someone else, even though they're both kind of playing the field.
They're both doing it.
But Paige has obvious feelings. Girls can't play the field. Look at her running. I don't know. I just don't like that. He could have handled it different if he was Andre seems so sweet the way he talks to her and communicates with her. It's very soft and sweet, the type of man that you do want to end up with. If
we
you end up
know,
with a man
though,
that's
people...
telling you weak at the beginning, I don't know.
I mean, they're all drunk too, so it's like you gotta kind of take it for like a grain of salt. But yeah, I mean, let's be real. Craig's not like a stand-up individual, but he's great television. Like, I just loved him.
He's always like kind of
blowing up Lindsay. I don't know. I think it's hilarious.
On Southern Charm, he has stood up for people, the underdog, a lot. And I thought maybe he was a little bit nicer. He's calling his friend a loser. Imagine if I wasn't there and you're like, Justine's a loser. But I don't know. I'll move on from it. I thought that their relationship was going to be different.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, I think they started in a real messy place, it seems like. Like everybody hooking up with everybody. And
it always does, I guess, when you're that age.
God. I did love them on their date in the city. And then, like, the scene of them making out with the doors closing. That was great. I just, like.
How did they get that?
I don't know. So, like,
imagine if you have that on tape for the rest of your life. I think they'll get married.
They might.
I do.
Because she has a. She has a Southern sensibility to her, even though it's like she's a New Yorker, just like it, like her, she's very like classy.
I love how
you say that. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? She has that aspect of
traditions
her, like,
and stuff.
Like Patricia would like Paige, you know,
she's not like Lindsay where she's going to blow this shit up.
Right. Not that Patricia is like a moral judge, but I'm just saying like that kind of vibe. She would fit in.
You can tell by the way she ran into that room away from her friends who were trying to give her good advice she's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go be with. That's when you really like someone, when you're completely just irrational. And
I love her like drunk. I just love Paige. Paige at like 3 a.m. drinking the Coke and eating the pizza by herself. Like, you know, she's a good time. Like, she really is.
I like her too.
For sure.
Yeah. And her outfits. She's so cute.
So
that little white outfit.
I know. She can pull shit off. It's like
she's adorable.
You. Anybody else would look like a joke in that outfit.
And she does seem nice. I gotta say, not to be mean to Hannah Burner, but they're showing their TikToks of their video of their outfits for their show that they're doing for the Giggly Squad or whatever. Paige should be styling Hannah. Hannah looks really bad. The clothes she chooses for herself.
She's always had bad style to me. God, I just don't miss her on the show at all.
I
can't imagine choosing to listen to her voice in my ears. I don't know.
I don't either.
I've never listened to their podcast, though.
No, I haven't either. I might have listened to an hour or two, a little bit of it, but it didn't. Something about Hannah bothers me. If it was Paige and somebody else, I probably would listen to it. I do like Paige.
Too. I do, too. How about Kyle taking out a $4.2 million loan? It's insane.
See how that could happen. because
no, I mean, that's like part of growing a business, but the stress, like this is the thing about their whole relationship is like,
right.
Again, I like them independently. Like I really do. I like Kyle. I want Kyle to succeed. Like, I want Loverboy to be a hit. He works his ass off, but it's like, mm-hmm. there is a lot of pressure of your fiance who you cheated on is the head of marketing mm-hmm. and you're taking out a loan and you guys are in this tiny New York apartment and you're like, there's just, it's a lot of stress. So it doesn't seem like a positive situation. I don't know.
It seems like you could get over Kyle cheating. Kyle was black. It was legitimately blacked out. He's a young idiot drunk and he doesn't even probably know who the hell he had sex with, honestly. And he's a mess. Right. His drinking is the problem. That's cheating, I think. Then you got what's his face on New Jersey, who's having a relationship with a woman who's come into his office sober. So it's just, and you're married with kids. It's just different.
Yeah.
Amanda needs to fucking let it go. If they want their marriage to succeed, they need to not work together.
Yeah. I think they need to be separate. Space. And like you said, you have to, if you're making the decision to marry the person who cheated on you, you've made a choice that you're going to forgive them. You just have to, because otherwise what are you doing?
Right. You got to move on with it.
You got to, or it's just,
and he's always going to be a drunk. You're going to be home with the baby and he's going to be out drunk, Amanda, and you're going to have a baby. It's not going to get any easier. Kyle's never going to change. He's going to be on the slopes, shotgunning beers at the top after he gets off the ski lift. He's not going to help you. He might be there a couple times. I don't think he's a bad person. I just think he's a child. Right. I don't know how he ended up this way. His parents seem like nice people.
I know. Listen, they're foundational skiers. What are they? Foundational Mormons?
Yeah.
What
did they say? Family of skiers
on the ski slope. Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's just, I'm just over it. Like watching that fight with them and the beautifully shot. The lighting in their apartment is gorgeous.
It is beautiful. It yeah.
But like just dark. It's just dark.
And you're so young. Move on with your lives. Stop with this. And it's Amanda is doing it. Kyle wants to break up. And now they're too intertwined with the business and everything. Their Amanda brand. Would do. She could walk in on him banging someone and she would stick around. I don't believe she's leaving. He could do anything.
Ugh, I don't know. Not good. Not good at all.
And her dad was a cheater. Sierra's body is insane with the bikinis running around.
I don't like her hitting on Carl. I just like, don't drunkenly be jumping on him to celebrate sobriety. Like he just,
I
meant to mention this. Lindsay was on Watch What Happens Live. I watched like 5 minutes of it and that she's been sober for 2 months, which I find really interesting.
Oh, Lindsay has been?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so wow.
She was drinking like Frosé at the Watch What Happens Live. Honestly do feel like if he's going to be in a successful relationship, the person needs to be primarily sober. Like they could drink, but they can't be like 25, like Sierra, like still just out there partying. I just don't think it's a match.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad's a recovering alcoholic long, long time, but my mom barely drinks. Yeah. And I'm not drinking lately either. And Tyler doesn't drink. So it's a lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All is drunk.
Have that around you.
And Amanda's not a drunk. So Kyle could get his life together.
Yeah,
I guess it could be linked to the stress. I don't think Loverboy is it for Kyle, but I do see something in the future for him. And I feel bad, but I don't think Loverboy is it because you got Topo Chico. You got so many big name competitors. It's really hard.
Yeah, it is.
But I believe in his work ethic. I love Kyle. I really do. There's something so lovable about him.
There really is. There's just something about him that's childlike and fun. It's not the person you want to date, though. You know what I mean?
And Amanda, I love her, too. I just wish she would snap out of it.
All right, let's talk Miami. My fave. Julia dying from her hangover. Hilarious.
She could. I mean, you can't be drinking like that, especially when you're not 18.
From 2:45 to 2:45 a.m.? Like that's 12 hours of ingesting alcohol.
That's what happens when you never leave the farm and you never leave your kids and you're free. You can overdo it.
Right? So true. I love Larsa. She's so self-obsessed. She's beautiful.
It's amazing.
See. Like she's puking up her. And she's like, I mean, Julia,
my fucking show
killing me. Like my event.
It's like, what's wrong with you? It's great. I love it. And no one would even know she's in the room. Like, it's going to matter, Larsa? Like, yeah. Stop. So funny.
She's gonna puking up green bile and you're upset about your dumb jewelry that no one was there.
No, I love
it's like 10 people.
I love this group. I love these housewives. When Adriana comes in to sit down and then they get into the fight over the shade, she's like, I got here an hour ago to secure a shady spot. And they're like legit fighting. I mean, that's the kind of shit I live for. I thought it was hilarious. Oh my God. It's great.
Adriana is she's a good one. She was born to be a housewife. Yes, I did.
Seeing Kanye's dick. It's insane.
Wonder how she saw it.
I mean, did she? I just feel it's like, what?
Maybe if she's out in Miami and he's out in Miami, but it doesn't seem like Kanye's got his dick wheeling out like Tommy Lee.
Right. I don't know. Oh, before the moment that I absolutely love for production was when Larsa was like, I mean, the jewelry event was like a huge success. It got me the cover of Harper's Bazaar. And then it's like they zoom in on the Vietnam. This is great. I loved it.
That would be a big deal. I know.
I know, right? I was like, she was like, only she was,
she should have stuck around with Kim Kardashian to promote her.
Right.
It's a big one.
Right.
I'd wear some Larsa jewelry if it was $25, not $300, but.
Yeah, which is like, it's like the price point's super affordable. Like these earrings are like $5,000. It's like, what?
Rich people.
Oh, God. I think all of them are fun. And I really low-key love Alexia. Like when Julie was saying like it wasn't alcohol poisoning, then Alexia's like in the confessional, she's like, yeah, I mean, we all have friends like that, you know, the friends that just don't tell the truth.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, she's great.
I don't appreciate Marisol. Give me a real reason why you don't like Nicole. I can see that she doesn't really like her, but I don't like them downplaying that she's a doctor and she can help. And when she's like, why are you wearing a mask?
What was she saying? Like she was implying that she knew other things like about shit that Nicole and her husband have said, and it's all going to come out. And it's like, what is she sitting on? I don't know. I'm very interested.
I don't think anything.
You think she's just gaslighting her?
I think she just doesn't like her, right? Yeah. Or do you think there's something more to it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Marisol's great because she stands in whatever the fuck she wants to say.
I like her.
But she's kind of an asshole, you know, but it's fun.
Like, you think I'm someone who gives a shit? I don't give a shit. Like, I'll see you at dinner. I do too. Like, it was great. Leave.
But yeah, like what I want to do.
Nicole really handles it all. She just sits there kind of brain dead and staring at people. Doesn't really.
I know.
I guess I don't know what you say to that.
Right. You're just like, yeah, it is funny though to watch. It's just Marisol should be a full-time housewife. It's ridiculous. And she's Adriana. Not. She's been in every episode and they are crucial to the shit show that is this great cast to me.
It's true. But
do you think that the celebrity Larsa was talking about, the first person that came to my mind was Michael B. Jordan too.
That's what they said. I never would have figured that out. I don't think about Michael B. Jordan. I don't. I've never really watched him in anything.
I just think of him. He's very popular with women. He was in the Creed remix.
Right. I mean, are the women sitting down creaming over the Creed remix? I mean,
they love Michael B. Jordan is very popular with the ladies.
He is. And he's banging Brandy Glanville, Larsa. He's really hitting up the C-list housewives list.
Steve Harvey's daughter.
They're a cute couple. I like that. Steve Harvey's daughter is adorable.
Yeah.
And I love Steve Harvey. He'd be a great father-in-law. Lots of fun.
Hilarious. Yeah. A good time.
Steve Harvey was born to play the Family Feud. I love Steve Harvey. I die for Steve Harvey. I love Steve Harvey. He reminds me of my dad. I love him. Oh, I love him so much.
Everybody's like, what's your fantasy? She's like, I don't know. It's like hard because like all my fantasies are reality. So it's like, they've all just come true. It's like, that's the type of person you want to punch in the face.
I fucked this athlete and
I fantasize about like an athlete, so I slept with him, and then I fantasize about an actor, and then like it happened. It's like she's like the secret.
God, oh, it's hilarious. I wish that obviously Kobe didn't pass away, but that we could have got Vanessa on a Housewives. That would have been great.
Oh,
I feel too bad for her now. It would be too hard to watch.
Yeah. No. Ugh.
It would have been.
I don't know how that woman does it.
I don't either. Think about that all the time. And because she was unbelievable. She was so young when they got together, and that's been her entire life, you know? And then to have that all, it would be like if Jay-Z and Beyonce, but Beyonce wasn't Beyonce. She was just like the wife. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you spend your entire life,
lose your kids,
all these kids, and you lose your kid. It's unimaginable.
At the same swoop. Sounds crazy.
It's the worst. And she had a baby at the time, like a baby.
And you always think, what if they just didn't take the freaking helicopter in the bad weather? Yeah. I always think about what happened that morning, the conversation between Kobe and the pilot. Yeah. And if, you know, Kobe might have persuaded him, like, let's just get there or something, because it was so foggy. But you don't know.
Terrible. I know. You don't know. The hardest. I hate it.
Poor guy.
I saw a video the other day of them walking in.
And all the other people.
Him and the daughter, they were walking into the Staples Center that when they went to that game, and they were getting photographed, and you see him kiss the security guard. He like goes and gives a woman a hug and like kisses her on the cheek. And it's like, oh my God, he was like so beloved. It's just a travesty.
It's so sad. And then all the other people that died in the helicopter that are forgotten. Yeah,
exactly. Honestly, that's one of the worst celebrity deaths of my life by far.
Oh God. Yeah. Ugh. So untimely.
Yeah. Very untimely. All right. Depression Central.
Sorry. Larsa kind of reminds me of Vanessa. So I just look, they kind of look like they kind of talk similar. Yeah. Their voices, I feel like. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know Vanessa. I don't know her that well. I know Larsa. Okay.
Larsa's great.
She's nuts.
She's nuts. And just like the outfit she came out in for the jewelry launch, all tits, leg, like you couldn't show more. It was like, what is this outfit? You're nuts. She's crazy.
Is she really almost 50?
Yeah. She seems 15. The way she talks is young. Everything about her is young. Just very young.
I gotta find out how old she is. She looks, and then my eyes are normal to her face now. Doesn't look like.
Yeah, me too. It's adjusted. I know.
Wow, 47. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
She looks phenomenal.
She does, yeah.
I look 85 compared to her 47.
I know, right?
Scottie Pippen and her, they couldn't work it out.
Nope. Okay, I did not watch
I have to bring OC. Coming into this,
yes,
Larsa was on Watch What Happens Live with Gina, and no offense to Gina, but seeing a Larsa next to a Gina, it was really kind of sad. Yeah, I don't want to say more, but
I didn't
catch my
I didn't
drift.
Watch it because Justine told me it was pointless.
Some people enjoy it. It's one of my most hated Housewives seasons I've ever watched in my entire life.
Oh, okay, yep. So we're not talking that.
Enjoy Heather. Heather did repeat all the sexual cards, and that was fun. But it's Heather building a house and going and checking. They're in Mexico. They spend half the episode of going to meet with Heather's builders. It's like the Heather show. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't miss. I didn't even like when you were like, don't watch it. I was like, oh, thank you. I wasn't even going to.
Yeah.
I did watch Salt Lake City. I wasn't paying attention.
I thought it was a decent episode.
Really know what was happening. But the end, Lisa running her mouth against Meredith was fantastic television. I love seeing people just go off in bathrooms. I don't like, what was the other?
Do you think that was planned? Because people are saying that she's saying that she was caught up against, there was either a boom mic, but people are trying to say that there wasn't a boom mic and that she's trying to, and that maybe the producer tricked her and he was mic'd that was in the room with her. But,
oh, so she thought she wasn't mic'd.
Yeah. Do you believe her? Or what do you think?
It did seem real. Like she was just getting it out of her system. Like she thought she was not mic'd. It did not seem like somebody who was ready to like.
How could you ever really be friends with someone if that's what you think? And you're like talking about their family like that.
I know. It's crazy. Crazy. Again,
I loved Heather saying the granddaddy comment.
Loved that. I thought that was an all time great moment.
That was really good.
Heather just like, who's your husband? It's your step granddaddy. And like the way she said granddaddy too was hilarious.
She says granddaddy really funny. She does.
I think the Lisa moment is very demonstrative of why I hate this show, which is like they aren't real friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, to your point, you can't talk about somebody like that. And like for example, the other bathroom moment, we've gotten Leanne threatening to kill somebody. Like, these are not real friendships. If you can talk that quickly about somebody, you're not friends for 10 years.
Everyone's saying, oh, this is legendary. Then somebody's like, it's not legendary. This is just an average scene. It's like, sorry, sweetie, that people are going to be reciting Lisa saying that shit for forever, as much as we want to argue against it.
Yep, absolutely. I thought it was fun to watch.
Yeah. And before, when Meredith sits down, Whitney is like, who's paying for this dinner? Because I don't want to go if Jen's paying. I mean, that was a bizarre scene.
How about Jen gifting them all diamonds? That was insane. How is that?
The planet she lives on. Can I get on there, please? Let me on.
Unbelievable. It's crazy. Crazy. To feel comfortable enough when you're facing federal fraud charges, you've defrauded people out of like millions of dollars. You're sitting there calmly giving them diamonds. Insane. I've never seen anything like that. And they all took it.
It's crazy. Snowflakes are individual, just like the way she's something else. It's just crazy.
Ugh, psychotic.
I wonder all what's right. going to happen. I can't wait to see what happens with her legal journey.
Me too. Legal journey.
Never seen someone live in the blind so much. Sounds like she had medication.
Journey, something. I don't know.
So that she doesn't care. How do you not worry until you're sick?
I know. That's what I'm saying. She's walking out there like not a care in the world. It's crazy.
I've never seen anything like it.
All right, guys.
Is there any other shows? That's it.
That's it. We'll be back for you know it. We love you. Check out our interview with Rachel. Write us a review.
Yeah, please.